local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, programming note too. Speaking of Auburn basketball, because of the schedule change, Auburn basketball taking to the air tonight at 6, right? At 6, right after the Paul Feinbaum show. So Cam Marston's show, What's Working, It's going to run at 1 today. So it'll be Midday Mobile till 1, and then What's Working starting at 1.
And then tomorrow night at 6, Health Talk, which is usually on at 6 o'clock on Wednesdays, that will be 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And Scuttlebutt Network on at its usual time, 8 o'clock tonight, following the Auburn game.
A little Auburn basketball shuffle. That's what we do around here at FM Talk 106.5. On the way, Dr. Bill's forecast, and we have some rain in the mix, but a beautiful weekend ahead. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning from the ZayCityTax.com traffic center, eastbound I-10 between DIB and Michigan Avenue. They've got that accident to the right median. We've got a new accident, northbound 65 between St. Stephen's Road and I-165. Officers are on the scene there, and no delays from Tillman's Corner at Theodore. The service of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has a perfect gift for that unique someone. From independent art, books, and clothing to oddity items, you can see them at serpentsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5, Monday nights at 6. After the Paul Feinbaum Show, join Corey LeBounty and me for FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night. There's a lot to keep up with and discuss in the world of college and pro sports. Every Monday night at 6 on Sports Night, we'll discuss the hottest topics, recap the weekend in sports, and preview the week ahead. That's FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, Monday nights at 6 after the Paul Feinbaum Show. And make sure to grab the podcast at FMTalk1065.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers developing late tonight with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers with high temperatures in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5, and 34 degrees now at our studios. Dr. Bill told us last hour it got down to 26 before it warmed back up into the 30s out at the airport. That's the West Mobile Airport, Farmers Regional Airport. We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about our forecast in depth around 7:35. Also going on today, MPOs, Metropolitan Planning Organizations, both Mobile County and Baldwin County, meeting separately today to discuss a bridge proposal that is expected to come up. We'll get into details on that coming up in just a little bit. Also, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper at NAS Pensacola today. That's almost a month and change after the murder spree at NAS Pensacola.
Yeah, December 6th.
So it's over a month since that. So he will be there today. Also, the Senate approves the impeachment trial rules, rejects witnesses. We'll get to that in just a second. Also, Crew de la Dauphine prepping for the first Mardi Gras parade of 2020, and cases of the new viral respiratory illness, this coronavirus, rise sharply in China. Those stories, three big things, top news stories of the day on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com, and on the way in sports.
Derek Jeter, elected to the Hall of Fame. Everyone expected that, but he came up one vote shy of becoming the second unanimous selection in baseball history.
Wow, we'll get to that coming up in just a second. And iguanas falling from trees in Florida, and crystals filing for bankruptcy here in Dixie. More on that on the way. Now, what happened yesterday as they... What time did they wrap it up? I guess it was happening today because they didn't finish till today, right?
Yeah, I believe 1 a.m. this morning they wrapped it up after 13 hours of arguments and a little bit of testimony.
Did the rules and then some Schiff was up there for a long time as a house manager of this case,
yeah,
right?
And they tabled a lot of votes, and but they finally agreed on the impeachment rules at 1 a.m. our time this morning. It started at noon our time yesterday, and they'll get cranking again today at noon. But, you know, there's so many rules with this impeachment trial, and I'm not talking about the rules that they set yesterday, but the traditional rules for all of the senators that have to sit through these proceedings. I did know that they weren't allowed to have cell phones or iPads in there. Some senators, I guess, took their Apple Watches in anyway, which
So here you go. This is when you, when I lose my mind when they make a texting law, a no texting law, or something like that. As soon as government makes a law, they miss something.
Yeah.
And so this is not a law, but a Senate rule for no smartphones, no cell phones, no tablets in there. So people said, well, they didn't say Apple Watches.
Yeah, and an Apple Watch is basically a cell phone. You could do just about everything on an Apple Watch that you can on a cell phone.
Watch them make a new rule today to ban those.
I could see that happening. But also, there were some things they weren't allowed to do, which I had no idea. They can't pass notes to each other.
Senators, first of all, let's go back. Senators cannot speak during this testimony. They cannot speak. They have to do written questions to the Chief Justice to look at. So they can't speak. They can't pass notes to each other.
No passing notes. Also, they can't do crossword puzzles.
How about Sudoku?
Somebody might find that loophole. Also can't eat snacks and can't drink coffee, which seems to be the toughest one for the senators.
Now, that one blows my mind. I guess maybe they have a no food, no drink rule in the austere body of the Senate. But, you know, you're asking them to stay awake and not talk all this time. And you said that my prediction that some senators would fall asleep.
Yeah, and I couldn't find a list.
True.
I couldn't find a list of the senators that did fall asleep, but they did say that some appeared to be nodding off, including...
Knew it.
They said Senator Bernie Sanders let out a big yawn at one point and then and leaned his head back. You know, the church pew. Falling asleep kind of thing. Bernie Sanders did that, I guess.
Any rule whether they can have those stupid travel pillows, those neck things that go around your head there?
With some earplugs and like the whole airplane getup.
All right, they get back to work today about noon our time. We'll explain who has the longest workday of all the people in this impeachment proceeding in just a second. Right now, more on what happened yesterday about the rules in the Senate and the process. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
The Senate will convene as a court of impeachment.
And as Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts gaveled the trial into session, the sergeant-at-arms followed and delivered the proclamation.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment. While the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the Articles of Impeachment.
The trial began with a battle over the organizing resolution or the roadmap for the trial's proceedings. The original roadmap released by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called for each side to present opening arguments up to 24 hours over the course of 2 days. But Senator McConnell made a significant change, lengthening that presentation time to 3 days after several members of his own caucus persuaded him to do so. Another change? McConnell's initial organizing resolution did not allow for information gathered during the House's impeachment inquiry to be formally admitted into evidence. Now it does. But other parts of the resolution were still a cause for major concern for the House impeachment managers, like the rejection of any witness testimony or documents at the start of the trial. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said this is exactly how it was done during the Clinton impeachment trial.
Fair is fair.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said there's nothing fair about it.
I'm amazed he could say it with a straight face.
Lead counsel for President Trump, Pat Cipollone, called the entire impeachment just plain wrong and said the trial will prove that.
The only conclusion will be that the president has done absolutely nothing wrong.
Representative Adam Schiff, the chief House impeachment manager, said the president has done everything wrong. Attorney for President Trump, Jay Sekulow, said the real question should be, as he put it, why are we here? Suggesting Democrats didn't really care about the president's dealings with Ukraine.
Since the president was sworn into office, there was a desire to see him removed.
Adam Schiff responded, it's all about the president's activities in Ukraine. Fellow House impeachment manager Zoe Lofgren said that's why witnesses and documents are so important in the trial.
There is no plausible reason why anyone wouldn't want to hear all of the available evidence about the president's conduct.
And refusing to allow witnesses and documents is part of a larger cover-up, said impeachment manager Val Demings.
As a career law enforcement officer, I have never seen anyone take such extreme steps to hide evidence allegedly proving his innocence.
Republicans turned back multiple amendments offered by the Senate's top Democrat for witness testimony and documents. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
715 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. We'll talk more about that with Jeff Poore when he joins us a little after 8 o'clock this morning. And yeah, who's got the longest day? Forget about the senators who get started at noon and go through, you said, about 1 in the morning our time. How about the person that has a work day before that even starts, the Ironman of this whole procedure, Chief Justice John Roberts.
Yeah, we were wondering why they don't start the Senate trial earlier in the day since they're there for 12, 13 hours like they were yesterday. That's because Chief Justice John Roberts, who's presiding over the trial, has to do his day job. In the morning, he has to be with the Supreme Court working on whatever they happen to be currently working on. He does that in the morning, then he heads over and presides over the Senate trial. So long, long days for John Roberts.
Yeah, much respect for John Roberts. That's a real work day right there. He's, you know, that lifetime appointment thing, he's probably saying, man, why did I take this gig? Why did I take it? Hey, I've got a heads up for you, and that is having a clean house and having more time back in your schedule. And you do that with the maids. They're referred for a reason. Listen, there's tons of reasons to refer you to the maids. We started working with them back in October at our house, and it has made a world of difference. You can give yourself the gift of clean, that clean house from the baseboards to the doorknobs to the ceiling fans to the windows, just a beautiful clean house, and get the gift of time at the same time. Here's a beautiful thing. You have a clean house. You spend, I don't know, I had a stat the other day, like 2 years plus of your life cleaning the house. Think about what you could do with that. More work, make more money, spend more time with the family, do more things with friends, hobbies, whatever it is. Get that time back in your life when you give yourself the gift of clean and the gift of time with the maids. Get a free estimate right now by calling them at 344-6626. 344-6626 will come out and give you an estimate today. 344-6626 for the maids.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Prosecutors are describing a Fairhope teenager as a career criminal after his latest arrest involving child pornography. 19-year-old Jordan Williams remains in the Baldwin County Jail on almost a $500,000 bond. He faces 19 felony charges involving the production and distribution of pornography involving minors. The investigators say Williams recorded himself on his phone having sex with the alleged victims ranging in age from 14 to 16. So far, there are three alleged victims, but there could be more. A former pizza delivery driver in Mobile accused of pulling a gun on a Mobile couple says their allegations are not true. The man said he slowed down when he heard Sumner Howard yell at him to slow down. He says he then got out of the car and tried to de-escalate the situation. After an argument, he says he went back to work. The former driver says he wants to press charges against Howard. He's been fired from his job. The Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo is pushing back their scheduled reopening at a new location on County Road 6 from February to early March. They cite construction delays. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for Saturday morning? Ah, Saturday. But wait, in 2 days it'll be Monday again. Your alarm goes off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like a Saturday? Retirement can feel like that, but you should start making plans today. Andrew McNair is your everyday can be Saturday retirement professional. Andrew and his team at Swan Capital can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it Saturday? It sure feels like Saturday. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your Everyday Can Be Saturday advisor right now at 251-220-2296. Andrew and the team can help you put together a retirement income plan so you can have that Saturday feeling every day of the week. Call or text PLAN, P-L-A-N, to 251-220-2296 right now. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Good morning. It's 20 minutes after the hour on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It was chilly for the first day of Senior Bowl practice yesterday at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Before hitting the field, each of the players on the North and South rosters took part in the National Scouting Weigh-In, where media, scouts, and coaches received information on the player's weight, height, arm length, and hand size. This afternoon, the players will hit the practice field again at Ladd Peebles. The North team is up first at 12:30, followed by the South at 3. In baseball, Derek Jeter came one vote shy of becoming the second unanimous selection for the Baseball Hall of Fame in MLB history. The five-time Gold Glove and five-time World Series winner received 396 of 397 possible votes. The longtime captain of the New York Yankees was expected to be easily elected to the Hall, but he said he was still speechless when he received the call.
You know, I was speechless. When I got the call, you know, everyone said, you know, anticipate a phone call coming at such and such time. But quite frankly, I was pretty nervous. And when I got it, I really didn't know what to say.
Jeter spent his entire 20-year career with the Yankees. He was named an All-Star 14 times. Larry Walker, in his 10th and final year of eligibility, was also elected to the Hall of Fame. Walker appeared on 76.6% of the final ballots. That was 6 votes above the 75% of votes needed. Walker is an NL MVP winner. He spent 17 years in the league with Montreal, Colorado, and St. Louis. Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, and Curt Schilling once again came up short of the votes needed. The Atlanta Braves have signed their hitter to hopefully replace Josh Donaldson's spot in the batting lineup. The Braves signed free agent outfielder Marcell Ozuna to a 1-year, $18 million deal on Tuesday. Ozuna's a 2-time All-Star, spent his first 5 seasons with Miami, and was traded and played 2 years in St. Louis. In college football news, South Alabama quarterback Cephas Johnson announced on social media on Tuesday that he has entered the transfer portal. Johnson started the first 8 games for South this season after redshirting his freshman season. He played his high school ball at Davidson and is a fan favorite locally. Auburn head football coach Gus Malzahn was in Mobile yesterday, making a visit to the Senior Bowl practices. Malzahn was asked about the hiring of former Arkansas coach Chad Morris, who was named in December as the Tigers' new offensive coordinator. Malzahn called Morris one of the brightest minds in college football and said that Morris will have full control of the offense. Malzahn is an offensive specialist and has called the plays on offense previously, including this last season when the Tigers finished 28th in the country in scoring. Former Mississippi State Bulldog Darunya Wilson was found dead on Tuesday in Birmingham. AL.com reports that the 25-year-old was discovered slain inside a home on the southwest side of the city. Wilson graduated from Winona High School in Birmingham before he joined Mississippi State as a wide receiver. He played 3 seasons with the Bulldogs, finished his career with 133 receptions for over 1,900 yards and 22 touchdowns. In SEC basketball, number 15 Kentucky beat Georgia 89-79. Tennessee beat Ole Miss 73-48. LSU held on to beat Florida 84-82, and Texas A&M beat Missouri 66-64. Tonight, there are 3 SEC games. At 6 o'clock, number 16, Auburn hosts South Carolina. You can hear the Auburn call right here on FM Talk 106.5. Also at 6, Mississippi State hosts Arkansas, and at 8, Alabama is on the road at Vanderbilt. 7:23, FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. Coming up, we'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM, and Dr. Bill's got a look at our forecast for the rest of the work week and the weekend ahead, especially Senior Bowl Saturday.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers developing late tonight with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers with high temperatures in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department just wrapping up the accident now at eastbound I-10 between DIP and Michigan. Also northbound 65 and between St. Stephens and I-165. They've got another accident slowing up traffic. Watch for officers there. So far, the Bayway and the Causeway looks great heading over to the Eastern Shore. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. Get a free quote by calling 776-1006. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 726 FM Talk 106.5, 35 now at our studios. Dr. Bill will talk about the rain on the way and a really beautiful forecast coming up for this weekend and Senior Bowl Saturday. I want to check in with my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM, and it's getting tax time. People are getting their taxes filed. Great time to start thinking about one of those cash cars at LCM.
Absolutely. We got a great selection. You know, we got cars, we got SUVs, we got trucks, so we got a tremendous selection of cash cars. We can also get these cash cars financed, but a lot of people just want to pay cash. But we do have a way to go, and we do put our warranty on these cash cars.
Yeah, I think about that too with y'all's warranty. Y'all warranty, y'all check them out when you buy them in the first place, and if we want to, we can take that vehicle to our mechanic.
Absolutely. We don't mind one bit. They got plenty of time to take them to get them checked out thoroughly by somebody that they know and trust and been doing business with for years.
How's financing looking right now, rates-wise?
Rates are just same old. They're great low rates, just depending on the credit unions, the banks, so forth. But the rates are tremendously low. We can get them in, you know, with qualified buyers under 3%.
Fantastic. Give us directions to come check out the inventory and talk about those cash cars.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Sean.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 727. I want a couple things here going on. Today at 10 in Mobile and Baldwin County, MPOs, and I know you hadn't heard about a discussion of MPOs since back during the toll battle. Remember, the MPOs were critical here. It was that vote on the Eastern Shore MPO that brought the whole thing down. Remember, Governor Ivey came down, and then she sent this email within minutes of the vote of the Eastern Shore MPO. Well, metropolitan planning organizations in both Mobile and Baldwin counties are meeting today to discuss a bridge proposal. And this is the one we talked about, this North Bay Expressway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to add an extra wrinkle into it. I'd love to get Daphne Mayor Dane Haygood on the show hopefully soon to talk about this in depth. But one of the things with the North Bay Express, it does not do the same thing as before. In other words, it does not run on I-10. It is a separate structure. It comes off at Virginia Street, no exits onto the causeway, and dumps off on the Eastern Shore or vice versa, depending on which way you're coming. The tolling question there is another one, because if the toll was set on the bridge specifically, not on I-10, would people agree to it? There's that issue. And also I had a friend who knows a little something about this say he doesn't expect something like this to work because they won't sign off on the environmental part. Got to remember that this would be a new structure crossing a major wetland, and they would have issues with putting the new infrastructure in. That's just an idea that was offered by somebody in that business. Something to chew on. We'll talk about this more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll check in with News 5 and Dr. Bill. It's all straight ahead right here on Mobile Mornings.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The father of a Baldwin County woman killed during a house party last month is asking anyone with information to come forward. No one has been arrested after Dominique Marshall was shot and killed in December. Marshall's father, Cornelia, says the process may be slow, but he says he's confident justice will be served. Those who oppose tolls in the Mobile Bay area are calling for supporters to remind leaders they are ready to fight tolls on any proposed road projects. Both the Mobile and Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning Organizations will meet today to block the Mobile Bay Bayway Toll Facebook group led by State Auditor Jim Ziegler is asking members to attend those meetings. Last week, Daphne Mayor Dane Haygood proposed a new expressway project. The proposal is in its early stages, but Haygood hopes the project will become a reality without a toll. Both meetings begin at 10 this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and other officials vote to allow felons with unpaid fines to apply to have their voting rights restored when they finish their sentences. Several groups had filed lawsuits to regain access to the ballot box. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is kicking off the new year with a brand new store in D'Iberville, Mississippi, and an incredible deal on Liberty's USA 30. The USA 30 has a flexible interior with 40 minutes of fire protection for only $899. Right now, save $200, but hurry because quantities are limited. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? I-65 and Moffett Road in Mobile, and the new location, 3663 Sangatti Boulevard in D'Iberville.
The Senate has approved rules for President Trump's impeachment trial. No witnesses will appear. Speaking from the Economic Forum in Switzerland this morning, President Trump said he would have had no problem with a trial that included witnesses, such as his former national security advisor, John Bolton.
The problem with John is that it's a national security problem.
There were others the president said he would have liked to testify, like Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the former U.S. Energy Secretary.
I'd love to have Rick Perry. Rick Perry has asked me, I'd love to testify, please let me testify, because he knows this is all a hoax.
The trial resumes at 1 p.m. The president returns from his trip abroad later tonight. Iran's official news agency says that masked gunmen ambushed and killed the local commander of a paramilitary security force. The slain commander was an associate of Iran's top general, who was recently killed in an American drone strike in Baghdad. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Some of the world's most influential central banks are joining together to study possible digital currencies. The central banks responsible for money in their home countries are sharing information about potentially using such a currency. The question comes up because people in countries like Sweden are using less cash and more electronic ways to pay. The study groups include institutions from Europe, Japan, and Canada. California is considering whether to label one of the most common drugs a carcinogen. A panel of scientists is examining evidence of whether acetaminophen can cause cancer. The drug is the basis for more than 600 prescription and over-the-counter medications, including Tylenol, Excedrin, and Sudafed. The Consumer Healthcare Products Association says acetaminophen has no risk for cancer at any dose level. Crude oil down 43 cents at $57.95 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to solid gains after stocks closed lower yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balanced rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
NAMI, the National Alliance of Mental Illness Mobile, has care funds available to help anyone living in Mobile County who are living with a mental illness and or a family member with financial needs. General funds are available for clothing, personal care, household goods, food, or special needs. Other funds are available for dental care, transportation and lodging, and educational mental health conferences. Learn more by email to NAMIMobile, the number one, at gmail.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
You know, we've had some cold temperatures around here, but they've even stretched into South Florida. As you heard last hour, we had the story, National Weather Service in Miami put a warning out for falling iguanas because at 50, they become lethargic. At 40, these invasive species, the iguanas, at 40, they say they become comatose and fall out of the trees there in South Florida. And it hit 40 down at the Miami airport this morning. A little colder up our way. We'll check in now with Dr. Bill, find out more about that. Hey, Doc.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Have you ever had to forecast falling iguanas?
No, that's I don't look forward to something like that.
So most of our tree-bound critters stay in the tree, even if it gets below 40. So we're lucky down here. And we got cold last night.
It did, down to 26 this morning. And then it warmed up a little bit as the wind came out of the east. And we're still in the low 30s around the freezing point. And it's going to warm up a little more today than did yesterday. Yesterday's high only 44 degrees. But today we should get up around 52 this afternoon. But skies are going to become mostly cloudy. That's due to a storm system now developing out on the Great Plains, which is going to bring rain to our area tomorrow and then tomorrow night. Now tonight, I expect a cloudy night, and there's a slight chance of a shower after midnight. Low tonight will stay in the 40s, around anywhere from 43 to 45 degrees for tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with a good chance for showers off and on through the day. High will be in the upper 50s, and those showers will be with us tomorrow night. But all that should move out early on Friday. Friday should become mostly sunny, and we're going to warm into the low 60s. As for the weekend, not bad. Saturday, the best day, sunny skies and 62 degrees for Saturday afternoon. Sunday, the clouds will increase, and there is a slight chance of a shower in the afternoon and also for Sunday night. The reason for that is an upper air disturbance who will be quickly moving across the area, and it could set off a shower or two. Sunday's high will be in the upper 50s to around 60, and then back to sunshine Monday and Tuesday with highs in the 60s.
All right, so just getting through this rain and then pretty unprecedented Senior Bowl weather for Saturday.
Yeah, that's unreal. Sunny skies warming into the low 60s. Very, very pleasant. And as I mentioned, just a slight chance of a shower on Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill. And if somebody has yet to pick up their 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, there's still a chance to get one.
Oh, yes. And they're free. And you'll find copies at West Marine and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes Classic Cars. They also have copies in Robert Moore Christmas Town. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, you can stop by at Billy Langford Allstate in Fairhope, also Autocraft Collision Center in Fairhope, and Old Time Garden Supply. And there are also copies over at Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company. You can always stop in here in Mobile at Fox 10, and also right here at the studios at 106.5.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with the forecast, 35 now at our studios. And sad news, Terry Jones, member of the Monty Python comedy troupe, one of the originators, longtime member of the comedy troupe, has passed at age 77.
There are ways of telling whether she is a witch.
Are there?
Tell me, what do you do with witches? And what do you burn apart?
It's just classic. I'll probably play a lot of those clips today. Sad news, though. 77, Terry Jones, one of the originators of Monty Python, had been battling dementia. The Jones' agent said he died yesterday evening. In a statement, his family said, quote, after a long, extremely brave, but always good-humored battle with a rare form of dementia, FTD, with Eric Idle, John Cleese, Michael Palin, Graham Chapman, Terry Gilliam, Jones formed Monty Python's Flying Circus, whose anarchic humor helped revolutionize British comedy and made kids like me laugh and laugh and laugh back in the day. That is for sure. Sad news. Terry Jones dead at age 77. 7:40. We'll check traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we discuss the festival business with Reeves Price, who's running the show at Hangout Festival. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
The Roberts Brothers Charitable Fund is a nonprofit program that provides financial and emotional support for Gulf Coast families that have endured the loss of a child. the charitable fund gives Roberts Brothers the chance to give back to our community. Visit robertsbrotherscharity.com for more information and to donate today.
The number of moving parts that Reeves Price and his team need to control is mind-boggling. It ranges from the ease of an attendee to get something to eat, to the turning radius of an 18-wheeler, to the interior of an artist's trailer being covered in AstroTurf. You heard that right. Reeves has to woo artists, attendees, vendors, and work with the host city. And one bolt of lightning on the horizon, and it's over. It's not a job for the faint of heart. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Greg Halliday here. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for making 2019 such an extraordinary year for us here at Kobe Subaru. As part of 2020's resolution to be smarter with your money, I want to ask you to consider a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. These select vehicles have undergone a rigorous 152-point inspection, bringing them back to like-new factory standards for a worry-free purchase. Being the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast puts us in a position to offer our certified pre-owned Kobe Subarus with a 100,000-mile warranty at incredible savings to you. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to find out more about the Kobe difference. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Eastbound Government at I-65 northbound on the ramp. We've got an accident without injuries. Eastbound I-10 to Michigan Avenue. Also, we've got another one without injuries. And Hamilton Boulevard in San Marino Drive is another accident to clearing stages. Watch your speed in the school zones. Plenty of radar. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. They also can help with the IRS. See them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 742 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. I want to talk about what's working with Cam Marston, one of the programming changes today. So Auburn basketball starts tonight at 6, and so that's the normal time for What's Working with Cam Marston. That show, he's going to come on at 1 today. So What's Working at 1 today, so midday Mobile, noon to 1, and then What's Working 1 to 2. Also, we have a couple other one other change.
Yeah, too. Health Talk with Sheila White, that normally airs on Wednesday nights at 6, that will instead air tomorrow night at 6. Scuttlebutt Network on at its normal time tonight at 8.
All right. Duly noted changes here just with basketball. This happens during basketball season, and we kind of bounce around this stuff from now through March Madness, and then we'll be back to the normal schedule. Doesn't happen every week, doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. All right. 743 FM Talk 106.5. One of the subjects that has a lot of people talking now that we have a case confirmed in the United States of coronavirus, this mysterious virus that's been spreading across Asia, started there in China, and now a case here stateside. Jim Roop from Westwood One with more.
The novel coronavirus originated in China's Wuhan province, but the CDC's Dr. Nancy Messonnier says it's definitely not confined there, with cases also in Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, and now in Seattle, Washington.
The confirmation that human-to-human spread with this virus is occurring in Asia certainly raises our level of concern, but we continue to believe the risk of this novel coronavirus to the American public at large remains low at this time.
The patient, a man in his 30s, is currently hospitalized at Providence Hospital in Everett, about 30 miles north of Seattle. Dr. Scott Lindquist, Washington State epidemiologist for communicable diseases, says while the patient was diagnosed with pneumonia and the infection confirmed on Monday, he is doing well and is in the hospital primarily for observation while work is underway to track his trip.
Our priority is doing contact investigation and tracing. So we have had three people assigned to us from CDC that are here, and that is our priority to determine what it means to be at risk, who those people are, doing the contact investigation all the way from China to his home here.
The problem is how easily and sustainably this virus is spread is unknown. Dr. Messonnier says there's a lot they don't know about the disease, which makes diagnosing and treating a challenge, including work being done at the National Institute of Health.
Development of vaccine is a complex process. It's not something that's going to be available tomorrow, but there are active conversations about vaccines as well as diagnostics.
Meanwhile, screening is ongoing at some airports, San Francisco International, Los Angeles International, and JFK in New York. Dr. Messonnier says more screening is rolling out.
This week, CDC will add entry health screening at two more airports, Atlanta Hartsfield Jackson and Chicago O'Hare.
She says they are expecting more cases in the U.S. I'm Jim Roop.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines. Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust, the kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment, all of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama. Or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Prosecutors are describing a Fairhope teenager as a career criminal after his latest arrest involving child pornography. 19-year-old Jordan Williams remains in the Baldwin County Jail on almost a $500,000 bond. He faces 19 felony charges involving the production and distribution of pornography involving minors. Investigators say Williams recorded himself on his phone having sex with the alleged victims ranging in age from 14 to 16. So far, there are three alleged victims, but there could be more. A former pizza delivery driver in Mobile accused of pulling a gun on a Mobile couple says their allegations are not true. The man said he slowed down when he heard Sumner Howard yell at him to slow down. He says he then got out of the car and tried to de-escalate the situation. After an argument, he says he went back to work. The former driver says he wants to press charges against Howard. He's been fired from his job. The Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo is pushing back their scheduled reopening at a new location on County Road 6 from February to early March. They cite construction delays. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Look, I see a 10-point.
I see it, too. I'm down to one arrow. Let's do this.
Well, be careful. It's near my truck.
It's okay. I'm a good shot. Oh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. It was chilly for the first day of Senior Bowl practice yesterday at Ladd Peoples Stadium. Before hitting the field, each of the players on the North and South rosters took part in the National Scouting Weigh-In, where media, scouts, and coaches received information on the player's weight, height, arm length, and hand size.
Hand size.
Okay. Very important in football. This afternoon, the players will hit the practice field again at Ladd Peoples. The North team is up first at 12:30, followed by the South at 3. In baseball, Derek Jeter came one vote shy of becoming the second unanimous selection for the Baseball Hall of Fame in MLB history. The 5-time Gold Glove and 5-time World Series winner received 396 of 397 possible votes. The longtime captain of the New York Yankees was expected to be easily elected to the Hall, but said he was still speechless when he received the call.
You know, I was speechless. When I got the call, you know, everyone said, you know, anticipate a phone call coming at such and such time. But quite frankly, I was pretty nervous. And when I got it, I really didn't know what to say.
Jeter spent his entire 20-year career with the Yankees. He was named an All-Star 14 times. Larry Walker, in his 10th and final year of eligibility, was also elected to the Hall of Fame. Walker appeared on 76.6% of the final ballots, at 6 votes above the 75% of votes needed.
I think I was quoted earlier as sending something out that I didn't think it was happening, and I actually truly meant that. I had the numbers in my head and was prepared for no call, and And then the opposite happened, and that call comes, and all of a sudden you can't breathe.
Walker's a National League MVP winner, spent 17 years in the league with Montreal, Colorado, and St. Louis. Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, and Curt Schilling once again came up short of the votes needed. The Atlanta Braves have signed their hitter to hopefully replace Josh Donaldson's spot in the batting lineup. The Braves signed free agent outfielder Marcell Ozuna to a one-year, $18 million deal on Tuesday. Ozuna's a two-time All-Star, spent his first five seasons with the Marlins, and was traded and played 2 years in St. Louis. In college football news, South Alabama quarterback Cephas Johnson announced on social media yesterday that he has entered the transfer portal. Johnson started the first 8 games for South this season after redshirting his freshman season. He played his high school ball at Davidson and is a fan favorite locally. Auburn head football coach Gus Malzahn was in Mobile yesterday, making a visit to the Senior Bowl practices. Malzahn was asked about the hiring of former Arkansas coach Chad Morris, who was named in December as the Tigers' new offensive coordinator. Malzahn called Morris one of the brightest minds in college football, said that Morris will have full control of the offense. Malzahn is also an offensive specialist. He's called the plays on offense previously, including the 2019 season when the Tigers finished 28th in the country in scoring. Former Mississippi State Bulldog Darunya Wilson was found dead on Tuesday in Birmingham. AL.com reports that the 25-year-old was discovered slain inside a home on the southwest side of the city. Wilson graduated from Winona High School in Birmingham before he joined Mississippi State as a wide receiver. He played 3 seasons with the Bulldogs, finished his career with 133 receptions for 1,949 yards and 22 touchdowns. In SEC basketball, number 15 Kentucky beat Georgia 89-79. Tennessee beat Ole Miss 73-48. LSU held on to beat Florida 84-82. And Texas A&M beat Missouri 66-64. Despite the loss, Missouri broke the NCAA record for most consecutive free throws made. The Tigers made 31 in a row in a loss to Alabama on Saturday, then another 23 in a row last night to set the record with 54. Tonight there are 3 games. At 6, number 16 ranked Auburn hosts South Carolina. You can hear the Auburn call right here on FM Talk 106.5. Also at 6, Mississippi State hosts Arkansas. And at 8, Alabama is on the road at Vanderbilt. 7:52, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. We've had a decent ride through Tillman's Corner and Theodore, even though eastbound lanes along I-10 from Range Line to 65. We're starting to see some heavier pockets of traffic. Still, we've got accidents in the clearing stages. Eastbound Government at I-65, the northbound ramp. Eastbound I-10 to Michigan Avenue and Hamilton Boulevard at San Marino Drive. Jubilee Roofing's the name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. They did great work on my house. You can see them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers developing late tonight with lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers with high temperatures in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Just like Mardi Gras, Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop is a Mobile tradition. Let the good times roll with Cammie's homemade Mardi Gras ice cream made with bits of real moon pie. Choose from chocolate, salted caramel, banana, and coconut. Or try Cammie's award-winning King Cake ice cream. Cinnamon ice cream made with an entire king cake thrown in and a swirl of cream cheese. Let the good times roll at Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Streets. 51 years and still dipping.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingen's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingen's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of it.
And you were right.
Do you need your car, truck, or SUV serviced only to find out that the dealership is 1 or in some cases 2 weeks out for an appointment? At Classic Cars, we can get you in and out. From oil changes, brakes, AC, and electrical, our certified technicians have years of experience along with the latest diagnostic tools and equipment to take care of all your automotive needs. No matter what you drive, Mercedes, BMW, Chevy, Ford, or Toyota, we've got you covered. And now, through the end of January, mention this ad and we'll give you an additional 10% off parts and labor on any service. That's our way of saying thank you and Happy New Year. That's Classic Cars.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
7:55, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill saying that high today, warming up towards 60, and clouds sticking with us, rain by tomorrow, but beautiful weekend ahead. 35 now at our studios. Want to do something here, give you a chance to win some tickets. I'm really excited about the event coming up February 1st at the Daphne Civic Center. As we are rolling out, I'm going to be emceeing, co-emceeing the event. I know the FM Talk 106.5 family will be there in a strong way. Mm-hmm. A bunch of us out there for the Joy of Life Gulf Coast Ball. This is an event, and a fun event as well, to raise money for St. Jude Children's Hospital. Now, here's how it works. You can go online to joyoflifeball.com. I think actually Joy of Life Gulf Coast, if you start typing Joy of Life, it'll go ahead and auto-populate that. If you go there, you can get your tickets for the event. Tickets are on sale through January 31st. Okay, so January 31st, and then it's closed down. So we need you to get your tickets beforehand. This is a full Mardi Gras ball. February 1st, Daphne Civic Center from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m., 100% of the proceeds benefiting St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, presented by the folks at Wind Creek. And we'll do this. I've got a $150 value couples ticket, $150 value couples ticket, right now for caller number 6 at 343-0106, 343-0106. And you'll make sure you can make it on February 1st. Now, it is costume de rigueur. Ladies, you know what that means. Dudes, we're wearing tails. It's a white tie event. Make sure you get those and see us out there coming up on February 1st at the Daphne Civic Center. Fun ball, going to be a great time, and raising money for St. Jude.
Man, I can't wait. I'm fired up about it.
That's
good. Especially the MC.
Dalton's going to be there in tails. So come on out and be part of it. 7:57 FM Talk 106.5. Our buddy Jeff Poore joins us coming up next. Obviously, a lot to talk about after a long day in the Senate chambers yesterday. Plus, we'll talk some state politics as well. It's all coming up right here on Mobile Mornings. We're glad you're here. This is FM Talk 106.5, online at FMTalk1065.com.